Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. In brief today, a massive cyber raid hit Iran's largest exchange, costing nearly $100 million and prompting trading curfews, while political forces in Washington race to pass the Genius Act on stablecoins. Meanwhile, Ford and Sol regulators outline new blockchain pilots, and threats emerge in software supply chains. Iran's Novatex reported a July 18th attack by the Israel-linked group, known as Gonjeshke Durande, that siphoned nearly $100 million into non-recoverable wallets. Tehran has restricted crypto trading to 10 in the morning until 8 in the evening, and disrupted internet access briefly. Novatex reassures its 11 million users that a reserve fund covers all losses. In parallel, a North Korean developer infiltrated Dormant Wave's protocol repositories in May, inserting code that could exfiltrate wallet mnemonic phrases. The unnamed account gained NPM publishing rights by reviving repos last updated in 2023. Security experts warn all software teams to audit contributor privileges and monitor package activity. On the policy front, Senate passage of the Guiding and Establishing National Innovation for U.S. Stablecoins, or Genius Act, drew support from former President Trump, who urged a clean house vote, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who said stablecoins can bolster dollar supremacy and fuel global use of treasuries. Analysts predict the market could hit $3.7 trillion by 2030. Circle and Coinbase shares jumped by double digits, while US regulators weigh matchup in London and ask for a global response to avoid regulatory arbitrage. Stateside Ohio approved the Blockchain Basics Act with a 68-26 vote, granting a $200 tax exemption and protections for miners and wallet users. At the same time, Spokane, Washington moved to ban around 50 Bitcoin ATMs to stem kiosk scams that cost residents over $141 million. Institutional trends show Bitcoin ancient supply has grown faster than daily issuance since the April 2024 halving, signaling scarcity ahead. Fidelity flagging nearly 17% of all coins held inert for 10 years at current rates. South Korea's FSC is mapping a roadmap for spot Bitcoin exchange traded funds in the second half of 2025. In enterprise news, Ford teamed with Iagen and CloudCourt to build a proof of concept for decentralized legal data storage on Cardano, encrypting files off-chain while using permission controls on-chain. Sol Strategies of Toronto filed for a NASDAQ debut under STKE, holding over 420,000 SOL tokens. DeFi Development Corp raised a Solana validator and built a treasury model without fresh equity, while the XRP Ledger announced XAO DAO governance using XRP for voting. It feels a bit like stumbling on a hidden Metroid chamber when innovation reveals new frontiers. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.